Hello? Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.
Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today.
Welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. So glad to have you with us today. If you are an avid listener to this podcast, please give us a review. We would love to know all of your likes, dislikes, comments. And so please let us know how you're enjoying the content that we're putting out there to the world, because like we're here for you. We show up every day for you, and we want to make sure that we're serving you well. We are clinicians who have started this podcast to give more to the wider audience, the wider public. And so like that's why we sit down. It's why we take time away from our sessions and our clients and dedicate the energy. So please let us know what you like. Let us know a little bit more about you personally. Let us serve you on a deeper level. Like we really are about that. We are for that. So yes, like it. Yes, review it. Yes, share it. All of that. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. And we're talking to you too. And keep coming back. So this season, we are talking about intimacy betrayal, betrayal trauma. And in this episode, we want to focus on why is the addict in my life acting and behaving like a narcissist? And we've talked in previous episodes, even in this season, and definitely beyond this season, we have talked about several reasons why that is. It's not why it may be, it's why it is. Anybody who is active in the disease of addiction, any type of addictive disease, whether it's chemical, whether it's behavioral, okay, whether it's emotional, if they are drinking and drugging, if they are looking at porn, if they are acting out sexually, compulsively, if they are shopping, if they are, you know, overspending, if they are gambling, any of these things that have become addictive in nature, they are now going to start to behave a little bit more egocentrically. Okay. And you are going to observe that. You're going to experience, you are going to feel that. Okay. And it's also why we get this heightened sense of alert, right? This, what we call hypervigilance. And we start to, our spidey senses go up and we start to like pay attention to like what they're saying, where they're going, all these inconsistencies and all of these, just dysfunctional pattern. Like we start becoming hypervigilant, hyper aware, and we might start to develop codependent tendencies. And the codependent tendencies look something like this. I don't really know how my day is going to go until my act walks in the door. That's codependency. It's how it develops. Oftentimes, we can bring this into a relationship from childhood as well. But yeah, if you are living with an addiction for a period of time, and I've said this before, you will develop codependent tendencies. Does it make you a codependent? No. But you will have those tendencies. You have to survive because you need to kind of know, what is my day going to be like? Am I going to be able to make it to work tomorrow? Am I going to be able to take care of the kids? Am I going to be able to take care of myself? Am I, you know, all of this is going on, okay? And it's because you are in the presence of an addiction, not just because you are in the presence of your partner. And I really want to encourage you to separate the two. Even if they're an active addiction, there is a person in there. But 90% of the time you are dealing with and talking to an addiction, not the partner, not the person. Okay. And a lot of times we are still trying to get our needs met from an addiction, not the partner. Okay. And that is a lot of wasted time, a lot of injury, a lot of hurt. A lot of suffering and pain comes from that process. But of course, we have to get our needs met. Our partner is there in this committed relationship to do just that. We have every right to ask, but what we don't understand is you're asking a disease, not the partner. So we do want to encourage people to start separating the dis-ease and the disease of addiction from the person that they chose. Okay. Oftentimes, should this person move into a real, genuine recovery process, not just abstinence, but a recovery process, you will see the person you chose again. You will find them. There is absolute hope for that. Okay? I need you to hear that. Like, they are in there. I will also go a step further to say, in a lot of the cases and a lot of the clients that I serve, they actually never knew that person. And so when they get clean and sober, they're meeting them for the first time because when they met and they entered into a committed relationship, they were already active in their addiction. Okay. So oftentimes through this process of healing, when both the addict and the betrayed partner truly go into this process of recovery and healing, and sometimes, you know, they decide they want to reconcile and reunify for the first time. Sometimes they're like, I don't know who this person is, and I'm not quite sure I want to be with them the rest of my life. And that is okay too, because I promise you that the path of recovery is going to take you to a place that you deserve to be. It might not be an ideal path. Okay. It's not always what we want to happen, but I can promise that there's healing and freedom in it. Okay. And I can also promise that on the other end is a much healthier and well-established and integrated relationship with yourself for both the addict and the betrayed partner. So in my personal opinion, very biased one, I've been doing this work a long time, but I believe it's a win-win for everybody, no matter how the relationship winds up in the end. Okay. So all of that's a little bit of a rant, but to say we need to really separate the addiction from the addict. That way you can start to really understand, like, why is my addict acting like a narcissist? Well, it's because they're in addiction. They are active in the disease of addiction. And what they will do is they will prioritize and protect and hold very sacred their disease and their acting out behaviors. And in doing so, they will start to deceive They will start to lie. They will start to betray. They will start to harm. They will start to hide. They will start to do all of these things to protect that disease, which is now most important to them, because their nervous system is telling them that they absolutely can't live without it. Okay. And so this is why this injury occurs. It's why the addict starts to participate in characteristics very similar to somebody who has a narcissistic personality disorder. The deception, the Darvo, all of those things that we've talked about before on this podcast, they're very similar. They look almost identical. So someone with a narcissistic personality disorder starts to really look like someone who is an active addict and vice versa. Okay. It's just very important to understand that. And the feelings that you're experiencing are very real either way. You are being gaslit. You are being deceived. You are being minimized. They are rationalizing their behavior. They are protecting it against everything. They are choosing it over you. They are betraying you. Okay. They are unable to respond to your needs. Okay. And they do the reverse victimization where all of a sudden they're the victim and you are attacking them. Right. So all of these things start to look very, very eerily similar. But the difference is somebody in active addiction, when they move into abstinence and into recovery, these are two different things. Abstinence is not using a chemical or not acting out in an unwanted behavior. It is basically taking the behavior away. Recovery is the emotional work, the trauma work, and everything that you need to do to make life worth living without these behaviors and chemicals. It's about finding your true authentic self. Okay. So when someone enters into abstinence and hopefully recovery as well, these tendencies, they start to dissipate and disappear. You will still see defensiveness. You will still see certain things like, I mean, it's not going to change who they are. But as far as the narcissistic characteristics, you are going to see those diminish and eventually disappear. And so to answer the question, why is my addict acting like a narcissist? It's because they are active in the disease of addiction and they need to get help. You're not going to be the one to do it. I can tell you that. But you can set boundaries and you can bring it into their awareness and you can name it for what it is. You can say, I'm talking to your addiction. You know, you are in your addiction. You are acting out. You are acting like an addict. You can say those things. Okay. It's okay to name it. And it's okay if they're not ready to buy into it. You know, they have a lot of defenses and a lot of protections around this disease. It's just important that you maintain your own sanity and that you're able to see clearly and you don't still feel like you're taking crazy pills, right? And that's about all that you can be responsible for is you and your kiddos if you've got them, okay? There are things that you will be responsible for, but you're not responsible for getting the addict to move into recovery, okay? It is something they have to actively participate in, okay? And you can set boundaries around, well, I'm not going to be able to stay in this relationship if you're not willing to go to treatment, if you're not willing to engage and work with a specialist, if you're not, you know, like you can set boundaries around that, and I hope that you will. But understand that these behaviors are coming from the disease of addiction and that your partner will have to choose at some point to move into recovery. All right. And oftentimes you setting boundaries will allow them to feel the full weight of the consequences, the negative things that are coming from their behavior. And that really is a beautiful thing. I know it's hard to do. I know it's a very scary thing to do. I know that it also feels like it's hurting you sometimes. Like it feels like it's taking something from you to set a boundary. But I can tell you that it is one of the ways to bring somebody their bottom. It is one of the ways to hold them accountable. It is one of the ways to shine a light on the negative impact of their disease. So I hope you will. set boundaries. All right, guys, we are here for it. All the questions that came up, all the thoughts you just had, all the things kind of, you know, circling the drain. So reach out to us, www.lightninginabottle.biz, B-I-Z. We'd like to hear your questions, your comments, your concerns. We'd also like for you to share this with anybody that might could use it or benefit from it. And remember, I do have a private practice, and we specialize in intimacy betrayal and the treatment of sexual compulsivity. So we are at www.resolvestrategiesinc.com, and we'd love to hear from you. All right, guys, sending you good vibes and positive energy to get through these rough patches. These are just seasons. We'll get through them together. All right. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.